Our Holy Gospel is according to Matthew 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. But when he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now, when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, am I doing you no wrong? I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you, then go. I choose to give to this last the same as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I'm generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. The gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Today, I had a privilege this morning to speak to our brothers and sisters at St. Andrew. And my theme or my focus was placed on the grumbling of the laborers. The idea was that those who were hired at the early hour expected more. And so when the landowner decided to pay them what was right and what was agreed upon to be paid, they get agitated, they began angry. "Why do you want to pay us the same amount for what you are paying those who came the last minute?" And we heard what Jesus said. But then I was also privileged to be at East Liberty this morning, late this morning. And my emphasis or my focus of preaching was centered on the power of God that is waiting on us for our pay. There is payday. Payday is coming. A day of reward is waiting for everyone, for all laborers in the vineyard. For the last couple of Sundays, we've heard Jesus preaching and teaching about what the kingdom of God is like or will be like. And Jesus talked about the functions. Jesus talked about the limitation and the power that God has on creation that cannot be compared to Him, God. Today, Jesus compares the kingdom of God with a landowner, someone that owns a vineyard. And this owner is looking for laborers to work in the vineyard. In fact, I came to understand and realize that this owner was very passionate about this vineyard. He was very careful and given much time to working in his vineyard. We are told he woke up from bed this day of hiring, probably between 4 o'clock and five, because in Jewish society or in Hellenistic culture, work started at 6 a.m. So this land owner had gone to hire people from the marketplace before 6 a.m., before work starts. And we are told when he gets here to hire few to come and work, he saw a crowd of people waiting to be hired to work. And initially I thought probably, I guess he was picking the strongest, most powerful, those that could work harder. He took a couple of them for the first time and took them back to work. And then at 9 o'clock, he came back at the same place and picked up some more people to go back to the vineyard and work. And I like the question he asked, why are you standing idle? Why are you not doing anything? Why are you not probably going ahead and finding other things to do, but you keep standing here? And then I like their response. There is no one to hire us. There is no place to work. There's no recruiter coming to recruit us to be able to put our energy and our strength into doing something. And then he told them, go to the vineyard and work. And then we are told he came at 9 o'clock and at 12 o'clock and at 3 o'clock and picked some more people, even much more crowd, to go to the field to work. And then just before that, we came to realize that he's saying to them, even prior to calling them to work, that he's going to pay them one denarii. Isn't that how recruiters do these days? Your salary is set even before you are hired. Your responsibilities are carved up in a way that you will work and get paid. And the landowner did just that. I'm going to pay you one denarii a day. And all those he called to work on his feet agreed to that. In fact, I was happy about that because we are told that this one denarii could care for a family a whole month. And so they were getting good salary, good pay, and they were quite happy and quite joyful to be given a job to do. And then we are told last minute of time, 1 hour to knock off time, he went back into the field and told everyone that was standing there, come in the vineyard and work. 1 minute to 6 p.m. Because in Jewish culture, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. was a full day of work. And he went at 5 p.m. called the rest of the folks standing in the field to come and work. And then immediately at 6 p.m., he called his manager, called all the laborers and paid them, for it is now evening. And then we are told they all lined up and ready and happy to receive their wages. And then he told the manager, pay those who came last first. Those who came at 5 p.m., pay them first. And then we are told by scripture that the manager began to pay salary, one denarii each for those who came at 5, who just worked an hour, received the 4 day wage. And I guess those that were standing in the line who came like 6 a.m., 9 and 12, were to some extent probably surprised or was thinking probably we would get more. But then as the payment went on, those who came at 3 received the same one denarii. Those at noon received the same one. And then those at 9 received the same thing, one denarii. And then quickly, those who came at 6 a.m. is paid one denarii. And then we are told grumbling became, this is not fair. This cannot be fair. You cannot treat us this way. We've borne the burden of the whole day. We work hard. We put in our time. How can you pay us one denarii? But isn't that what the master told you before hiring you? Wasn't that what you agreed to be paid? And then the master quickly came to respond to their grumbling. But just before that church, this whole scenario that Jesus is setting is the kingdom of God. God is the landowner. Jesus is probably the manager. All of us, each of us are the laborers. We are the one working in this field. We are the one called of God to serve in this vineyard, to serve and to work in this vineyard. So God is the owner. Jesus is the manager who is hiring and placing us into work. And then each of us are the laborers. And the vineyard is the universe. The vineyard is where we find ourselves. It may be in our community. It may be in our homes. It may be at our workplaces. It may be in our churches or in our country. The vineyard is this world in which we find ourselves. And God has called each of us to perform a task, to perform certain kinds of roles, certain kinds of responsibilities. God has called all of us to work in his vineyard. We are all called to service, and payday is coming. A day is coming when God will reward each of us for the work we've done. A day is coming when there will be much more great surprises in heaven, because there are some of us who think that other people don't deserve salvation. In fact, if you follow Jewish history, the Jews felt that Gentiles were not part of the covenant. Jews felt that other people was not part of the messianic hope that was given by God. And so many people were despised by Jews. Even today, if you follow the different denomination of the church or different faith community, you will come to realize that there are certain kind of Christians who feel that other Christians will not make heaven. There are other people in other faith that feel that other people from other side of the divide will not go to heaven. Christians may not feel good that Muslims will go to heaven, or Baha'is may not go to heaven. But that is left with God to decide. It is God who will decide who will get the blessings. But all, everyone, all of us will be rewarded for the service we provide in this vineyard. So like I told our brothers and sisters this morning, God is calling us to serve and to serve well. That which we do for God and do for others, that is what will last. Let our service be seen by God and not by men, because many of us sometimes want for others to see, or maybe the pastor will see us or the bishop will see our work and praise us. That don't matter. Our work here is unto God. It is God that calls us by means of our baptism. When we are born through our baptism in this kingdom, God gives us responsibility to serve him and to serve others. My challenge to us is to serve well, to serve more fully, is to serve in ways that will please God, in ways that will attract others to come to the vineyard. And guess what, church? We all will receive our reward. Everyone, all of creation, Jews, Gentiles, Greek, Hebrew, Pentecostals, Lutheran, Catholics, Methodists, we all will be rewarded for the service we render in this vineyard. Do it well. Serve well. Payday is coming. And what night will be here soon. And I like what happened. Those who came first, or second, or third, or fourth, or fifth, felt that they had much more to gain from their time. But it was God who determined what they get. And in fact, when he called them initially, it was agreed that each will receive a denarii a day. And that is what they got. That is what each of them got. But even those who came first felt that they should get more. Like many Christians would do. I've been here in this church all my life. My parents serve here. My family serve here. And so we should be given much more eye than others who just come in, or than newbies. No, God is not like that. God is not like man.
We all have the same opportunity to God's grace. God's grace is free and is given to us by God, not by men, not by pastors or by bishops or by apostles. It is given to us by God. God's grace is free. We cannot work for it. In fact, we don't deserve it. But God gave it to us anyhow. So God is telling you and I this afternoon that we are all working in this vineyard. We are all called by God to serve well in this vineyard. Whether we came a few days ago, whether we came 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, whether we've been serving all our life, it is left to God to pay us. And payday is coming. Be assured, there is a day that each of us will be given crown for the services we render to God here on earth and the services we render to each other. Because what matters is our service to God and service to humanity or service to creation. Serve well. Our work is seen by God. It's seen by the Spirit. The manager is watching. Work as though you are working unto the manager, not to people. Because most times, I don't care how hard and difficult we work, many times we are not appreciated for the work we do. Many times we are not paid rightly for the work we do. But God sees all things, God knows all things, and God will reward each of us. So my challenge to us this afternoon is that we are in the vineyard, we are on a stage. We are performing our tasks or our responsibilities. The manager is watching. God is seeing each of us, what we do, the time we provided, the energy we provided, the resources we gave for the ministry. God is watching all that we do. Payday is coming. Do well. Keep serving. Keep striving to do your best. Keep giving your time. Whether it is time just to be in worship, whether it is resources to support the ministry, whether it is time to just read scripture or preach or set up the congregation for worship, do it well. Put in more time. Keep serving God and keep serving each other. That is what will matter. And that is what we will all be rewarded for. Because the Bible says, Jesus said, I will present them to the throne of grace blameless. So the manager is watching. Payday is coming. My courage and challenge to you and I this afternoon is for us to keep serving. Because the owner of this vineyard will soon be here. The owner of this vineyard will soon come to pay all laborers. For we all are laborers in this vineyard. We are all serving in this vineyard unto God. Keep serving and serve well. Amen.